It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports booster.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNCA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
Is anybody commentating with me or? Basketball, and it's only going to happen a couple more times this year. Indeed, high school basketball season is winding down the regular season. Next week is the end of the regular season, and postseason play is right around the corner. Tonight we're live at the Roundhouse. It's Big 7 League basketball as the Hiawatha Redhawks host the Perry LeCompton Cavs here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Glad to have you along. Second night in a row with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke. Tonight, Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha girls. Two different scenarios as Hiawatha's been a little busier lately than Perry LeCompton has, trying to play some catch-up. In fact, Hiawatha played last night at Sabetha. The girls lost 54-27. And for Perry LeCompton, they haven't played in a full week. Their last outing for the girls was a loss to Riverside last Friday night, 56-45, the final in that game. It's a Perry LeCompton girls team that's kind of trying to right the ship, trying to find a way to turn things around. The Lady Cavs come into tonight having lost seven consecutive ball games. The record is 4 wins against 13 losses on the year and just 2 wins in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha, though, lost 5 of their last 7 as well. Quite the season for the Lady Redhawks, who, of course, got the late start, didn't even have practices for the first few weeks of the season. But once they got going, they went and won 6 of 7 games. But now they've lost 5 of their last 7 with losses to Sabetha and Holton, their previous 2 ball games. Hiawatha girls, 9 wins and 8 losses. They have 4 wins in the Big 7 League. It's a rematch tonight as these teams played in Perry back on January the 8th. And in the girls' game that night, Hiawatha victorious 40-19 was the final as the Redhawks came out early and jumped to a 16-1 advantage and did not look back. So just a couple games remaining in the regular season. Perry and Hiawatha will both play again a couple more. Hiawatha has makeup games again tomorrow. They'll be at Royal Valley tomorrow. Perry LeCompton has a makeup game on Monday before both teams wrap up the regular season next week on Tuesday. Doubleheader tonight, it's Friday. That remains the return of our Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show with our studio engineer Seth Tollefson. That's coming up later here this evening. Should be a couple competitive games. The boys' game was decided by 1 point on a last-second tip-in shot in their first meeting of the season. So expecting a couple good ones tonight here live in the Roundhouse. Glad to have you along streaming online, free and worldwide at msesports.net. We'll take a timeout real quick. It's presented by Boomer Steakhouse, our pregame show sponsor. Back with the starting lineups and the opening tip of the Girls Varsity Contest here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
And welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke with you. Let's jump right to our starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Hometown Auto House with a great lineup of used vehicles on the lot in Fairview and also online at HometownAutoHouse.com. Perry LeCompton visiting Hiawatha tonight. The Lady Cons are in the road blue uniforms with the white numerals and letters. Jamie Hodges, the head coach, in her second season, Perry went 10-11, had the best campaign in quite some time a season ago, but lost a couple great players in Blaze Ball and Jenna Keller, a couple senior leaders, and have struggled a little bit more here this year. The starters for Perry include 5'7 junior Campbell Keller in the backcourt with 5'11 freshman Taylor Tammy.
Also starting is 6'1 junior Caitlin Hurd, 5'8 sophomore Brooke Metcalf, and 6'2 senior Chloe Daniels rounding out the starting lineup. So 6'2, 6'1, and 5'11, three girls that'll be taller than all of the Hiawatha five on the floor here tonight. Hiawatha has a little bit of size. They have a starting lineup of 6 foot junior Lakin Leipold, joined on the inside by 5'10 junior Sarah Matson. Also, the regular starters for Hiawatha and Coach Brady Jasper include 5'9 sophomore Darcy Lears. In the backcourt, it's 5'7 junior Clara Lindstrom and 5'8 junior Kate Matson. So Leipold, Matson, Lears, Lindstrom for the Lady Redhawks. Brady Jasper in his seventh year as head coach. Team that's been building, two wins a couple years ago, six wins last year, and now this year looking for win number 10 on the campaign here tonight. Hiawatha in the white uniforms with the red numerals, letters, and trim. They'll be going right to left. Perry LeCompton will start with the basketball. No tip as we've done because of COVID all season, so the Cavs will have it. Katie Hurd will trigger it in to Campbell Keller. Hurd has played in just 10 games, has missed some time with Perry LeCompton this season, but she still leads him, averaging 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. Campbell Keller at 9 points an outing, and Taylor Damy, the freshman, is scoring 8 per contest. Here's Keller on the near side to Brett to Metcalf. Now in the lane, Damy drives, and the shot partially blocked, but a foul, and a good aggressive take there by Damy. So Hiawatha girls playing for the second of three consecutive games in 3 days. Last night at Sabatha, tonight here at home, and tomorrow making up Royal Valley. Foul against Sarah Matson of the Redhawks, her first. Damy at the line, a 62% foul shooter, and rattles the first one in. So Perry strikes first, 15 seconds in on their opening possession, and Damy's got a second free throw pending. Spins it and dribbles several times. Now aims, fires, and missed it off the back iron. Rebound tipped around like a pinball, but now finally controlled by Lears. Let's everyone clear out, and Darcy brings it right to left to an open Clara Lindstrom, who shoots the three on the left wing. This one no good. Damy has the rebound. Outlet pass tipped away by Lears. But Perry LeCompton will keep the basketball with the 1-0 lead, 7:32 to play here in the opening quarter. Again, Hiawatha won the first meeting in early January, 40-19. In fact, it was the first game back after the Christmas break as Lears applying the pressure and deflects it again out of bounds. Hurd going to help in the backcourt with Campbell against this pressure as Damy triggers it in. Campbell Keller, a returning starter, so is Katie Hurd, a returning all-Big 7 performer. This pass intended for Daniels, but a little bit too close. It was touched by Hiawatha before it went out of play, so now Perry will inbound underneath their own basket. Keller to trigger it in this time as the Cavs line up at the four corners of the paint. With the pink shoes on, Campbell looking to get it in. Lob pass deflected into the backcourt, and Lears beats everyone to it to get it. Passes to Kate Matson, who's open on the right block, but her shot is rejected by Taylor Damy. So Perry LeCompton turned it over, but then they hustle back and get a block. Here's Keller trying to drive, losing the handle. Two quick turnovers on Perry LeCompton. Lears in transition, crosses to the right side, but the shot is blocked by Katie Hurd. 6'1 junior Katie Hurd, averaging 3.2 blocks per game. Gets one there. Damy had a block as well, but Hiawatha will now inbound underneath their own basket. Lindstrom into Lakin Leipold. It gets an easy bank shot there. And the Redhawks on the board with the lead now at 2-1. Just over a minute gone by. Keller into the half court, slams on the brakes, passes to Damy, who skips it up top to Hurd. Thought about the three. Hiawatha playing a 3-2 zone. Daniels at the foul line, kicks it out to Damy, and now Keller shoots a long, long three. This one a bit too strong. Rebound comes, and it's picked up by Taylor Damy. Very fortunate bounce there for the Cavs, who get a bonus possession, but they turn it over. The pass intended inside for Daniels into the hands of Leipold. Three turnovers now, and up the court, Sarah Matson with an easy layup. Perry did not get back defensively. Sarah Matson scores as the Redhawks now lead 4-1. Ball thrown through the hands of Brooke Metcalf. Back up top to Hurd. Perry has just got to take better care of it here. Pass to Daniels. Two players there at the high post. Amy's there as well. And we have a jump ball, possession arrow to Hiawatha. As Coach Hodd screams for her team to be stronger with the basketball. That's four turnovers on Perry here in the first couple of minutes. Clara Lindstrom will dribble ahead. She's a returning All-Big 7 performer as well, and just a junior. Perry LeCompton, like Hiawatha, trying to right the ship here before the final week of the regular season. Here's Lears, a wide-open three-point shot. It's short, and the rebound controlled by Dammy. Quickly to Keller as the Cavs hustle into the half court. They're down by three. Lob pass to Hurd, top of the key. She's the trailer on the fast break. Into Daniels, back out to Metcalf. Drive, shoots on the baseline. This one no good. Rebounded by Clara Lindstrom. Redhawks want to push it. Crossover by Lindstrom to the near side. Matson. Kate fires a three. That one is short. Unable to hang on to the rebound was Metcalf, and Hiawatha gets a bonus possession. Perry LeCompton playing his own. Skip pass to Lears. Both teams have struggled shooting three-pointers on the season. And Dammy able to rip this ball away. 21% three-point shooting for Hiawatha, 18% for Perry. The Cavs have made only 40 threes, and 31 of their 40 triples have been by Keller. Here's a three-point try. It's Hurd, and it misses badly. Daniels fighting for the rebound. She ripped it away and scored, but a foul, and they call it a jump ball there before Daniels ripped it away and scored. Possession arrow will stay with Perry, and our first substitution of the night is Josie Delaney, a 5'4 sophomore. Delaney in, Kate Matson out, 4-1 Redhawks lead. 4:49 to go here in the first quarter. Keller to get it in, lobs it up top to Hurd. Katie taking a look at things as Daniels comes to set the screen. Her drive shot in the lane, rejected away by Lears. The Cavs keep it, Dammy up to Keller. A couple Perry players waiting to check in. Here's Metcalf down low. Tough shot by Daniels, finds the hole. Chloe muscles it up through a couple defenders and scores the first field goal for the Cavs. Hiawatha by one. Near side, Delaney. They've hit 49 threes on the year. Here's Sarah Matson down low, out to Delaney. She'll trigger a tray, and it's no good. Ball hit the iron twice, but now falls off to Perry, and Kelly Campbell Keller ahead in transition, and a foul is Brooke Metcalf, the recipient of the Campbell Keller pass. And a couple free throws coming up for the Cavs, who've already made one of two in this game. It'll be Brooke Metcalf shooting a pair this time, and the foul against Josie Delaney of Hiawatha is her first, team foul number two. Free throw good for Brooke Metcalf, 57% free throw shooter. Perry's made about 53% as a team shooting free throws this year. Hiawatha a little better, 62% as a squad. Metcalf missed the second, and the rebound tied up. Dammy, a good hustle play there to get possession around Leipold and Lears. And now Metcalf will come out, and Madeline Welch comes in. Welch, a 5'4 junior, also for Perry LeCompton for the first time. They've brought into the contest Haley Gonzalez. Haley's a 5'8 senior off the bench. Delaney hands it to Lindstrom. The game now tied at 4-4. Lindstrom drives and kicks out to Delaney on the left wing. Back to Lindstrom in the near corner. Down low, Sarah Matson posted up against Daniels. Tough shot. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Redhawks. 3:46 left here in quarter number one. Both fouls in the game have gone against Hiawatha. Four turnovers for Perry, and this is a Cavs team that's averaged now about 20 turnovers per game this season. They get a turnover here as Madeline Welch able to take away the basketball. That's Hiawatha's first turnover of the game. See if the Cavs can capitalize as the pass deflected by Lears and stolen away. Perry gives it right back. Lears, the team leader in steals for Hiawatha, 60 of them on the year. And now foul on a three-point shot by Lindstrom as Campbell Keller picks up the first Perry LeCompton foul, and it'll put Clara Lindstrom at the line for three. Lindstrom, 76% free throw shooter, best on the Hiawatha team, going to get three charity tosses here. The game tied at four, and Lindstrom misses the first of three. Coming in for Hiawatha will be Michaela Pilcher, a 5'10 senior. Hiawatha's not had seniors, only three total the last 3 years on this Redhawk team. This year they have three seniors, but none of them are starters. Second free throw good, and one more now for Lindstrom, who just got her first point of the night to break a 4-4 tie. Third free throw for the right-hander off the back lip, rebounded by Madeline Welch for Perry LeCompton. Against the pressure, Hurd now has it and will bring it from left to right for the Cavs. Dressed in the road blues. Daniels at the foul line. Nobody around her. Out to Keller. Three-point shot. Good. Campbell Keller. 32 triples. And the Cavs lead 7-5 with a few lead changes here already in this first quarter. Clock rolling again at 3:15 to play in the frame. Delaney dribbles to the right. Out goes the pass to Lears. And Lears is bumped and fouled, and that's going to go against Madeline Welch this time. Her first and team foul number two. Keller's the one you got to find behind the half moon if you're Hiawatha defensively. Talked about she's made 32 of now the 41 total triples this season for the Cavs. Lindstrom over to Delaney. Got a screen from Leipold. Shoots the three. It's too strong. Rebounded by Campbell Keller. Keller into the half court across the big red hawk at the midcourt circle. Lobs this pass to Gonzalez. Gonzalez is one of just four seniors, but only a couple play significant varsity minutes for the Perry team this year. Here's Keller near side, and now to Hurd in the corner. Perry by two, showing a little patience here. Good dribbling by Hurd. Now it's whipped around from Welch to Keller. Another three. This one rolled around and was spit back out rudely. Lindstrom lets the defenders go by and brings it ahead right to left. 2:20 to go. Lindstrom drives out to Leipold. Shot from 15. Missed the mark. Pilcher trying to get to the rebound. Hurd was there as well, and the official says it's off the foot of Pilcher. It'll be Perry basketball as Taylor Dammy and also Brooke Metcalf come back in to the Perry lineup. So both teams have used a couple players off their bench. The Mattson girls are the ones setting right now for Hiawatha. Metcalf handling the basketball. Now Hurd will get it. The right elbow. Tough shot in the lane. That's no good. Rebound by Leipold. Leipold averaging five rebounds per game. Second on the team behind Sarah Mattson. Here's a pass ahead to Lear. Shot blocked, but a foul. Dammy didn't quite get there in time. Fairly clean block, but kind of her body and momentum took her in to the shooter there as the ball was released. And it's Darcy Lear is going to get two free throws for Hiawatha. Foul number one on Taylor Dammy of Perry. Team foul number three. Lear shoots and missed the free throw. So both teams struggling a bit at the line. Hiawatha 1 of 4, and Perry's made 2 of 4 free throws. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Lears 55% on the year and makes the second of two. Nothing but nylon for that shot, and she's the fourth different Red Hawk player to score. A one-point game, and the ball thrown away. Bad pass by Madeline Welch. 6 Perry turnovers. Here's Lindstrom in transition. Shot blocked by Katie Hurd. Hurd dribbles. Perry has some numbers ahead, but Hurd weaving her way around the defenders and now goes down the lane. A runner all the way coast to coast. No good. Pilcher rebounds for Hiawatha. Delaney's got it. Both teams trying to get the ball ahead in a hurry. Here's Lindstrom taking an extra step there. Slid that pivot foot as I think her first reaction was going to be to shoot, but then she saw Leipold open in the lane. A little indecision there proves costly as Hiawatha turns it over for the second time. Perry LeCompton 7, Hiawatha 6. Cavs set up the offense. Look inside. Here's Dammy to the right side and foul. That might be on Leipold. And 2 more free throws here for Perry LeCompton. Big size advantage. Even without Daniels, the tallest player out there at the moment. Dammy made 1 of 2 free throws earlier. That foul was on Lakin Leipold, her first. Dammy's free throw is good. Started as a freshman on the varsity volleyball team for Perry LeCompton this year. A lot of athleticism. Her mom was tremendous athlete, performed at the college level as well. Dammy takes aim and fires it a second. That one's no good, and Leipold's got yet another rebound. 8-6 Cavs. Kate Mattson back in. She'll drive and miss. Rebound taken by Katie Hurd. Sarah Mattson stays on the bench. Here's Hurd dribbling, nearly lost control. Out to Welch, now in the far corner to Gonzalez. This ball goes through the hands of Perry, picked up by Josie Delaney. Another caught turnover. Delaney all the way. Layup, no good. It fell off the front of the rim. Kate Mattson had the rebound, flipped it to his teammate as she was falling down, and now it's into the hands of Dammy. Up the court, shot over Lindstrom, no good. 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Seems like both teams going just a bit too fast at times. That time Hodge was begging for kind of the jump stop there with Dammy. And now Hiawatha holding for the final shot of this first quarter. It's Perry with the lead, 8-6. Red Hawks will put it in motion. Lindstrom comes to get the basketball. Back to Delaney as Clara heads to the far side. Goes around the screen. Gets it. Looks down, though. Nice pass. Pilcher fouled with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Nice offensive set there by the Redhawks, and it'll get Pilcher to the line to shoot two. Personal foul on Katie Hurd is her first and team foul number four. Pilcher at the line. First one, no good. One more coming here for Michaela as Sarah Matson checks in, giving Lake and Leipold a little extended rest here at the end of the first quarter. Second free throw for Pilcher is no good, short. Rebound, Sarah Matson had it, does get control of it. Tough shot over Hurt, swatted out of bounds, and it'll stay Hiawatha basketball with 8.6 seconds remaining. Hiawatha's now had seven free throw attempts, and they've only made two of them. Inbounds to Lindstrom, looking back down low to Sarah Matson. It was deflected by Katie Herr. Brady Jasper wanted to foul, didn't get it. 1 second left. Herr, a long three at the buzzer. Off the window, no good. At the end of one quarter, it's Perry LeCompton girls 8 and Hiawatha 6. Our first time out of the night. We'll take it. A full 1 minute break here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Houlton, your local shelter agents.
KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Flip back with you. Perry starts with the basketball. The Lady Cause throw it away, leading 8-6. And now Taylor Damme trying to get it back. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Hiawatha ball. Story of the first quarter, certainly the Perry LeCompton turnovers. With one right there, that makes 8 total turnovers for this contest already for Perry LeCompton. Neither team has shot it all that well. Both teams have been a little too sped up and maybe rushed some things at times. Delaney back to the near side. Kate Matson has it. We'll reset the lineups in a bit. Lindstrom took a look. She'll fire at the left elbow. Guarded. 2-point shot for Clara Lindstrom. She's got 3 points, and we're tied at 8 after 4 lead changes in that first quarter of play. Not a ton of scoring, but back and forth we went. For Perry LeCompton, it's Katie Hurd, Campbell Keller, Taylor Damme, Chloe Daniels, and Brooke Metcalf, the starting 5. And a travel here on Perry will be another turnover. The Hiawatha Holthouse Auto House lineup reset is Clara Lindstrom, Kate and Sarah Matson, Darcy Lears, and Josie Delaney. Remember, for a great lineup of vehicles, visit Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, online at holthouseautohouse.com. 3-point shot, and it's good for Clara Lindstrom. She has scored 5 quick ones here to start the second quarter and brought Hiawatha from down 2 to up by 3. Here's Damme missing the lay-in left side. Sarah Matson rebounds for Hiawatha's. All of a sudden got a little momentum here over a minute into the second stanza. In the far corner, it's Lear. She'll use the dribble and get it to Delaney. Perry defending out on the perimeter with Brooke Metcalf chasing. Cause in his zone, though. Back in the corner, Lindstrom inside. Feeds Sarah Matson against Daniels. She'll kick it out. Lindstrom thought about another 3. Now off the dribble and fires it near side to Kate for a long 2-point shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Perry LeCompton. Hurd has it. Yet to come off the floor. She'll bring it ahead, nearly a carry. Now finds Daniels, and that ball poked away by Lindstrom. Great defense. Again, Daniels not strong enough with the basketball, just knocked out of her hands when it looked like she might get an open look. Here's a lob to Lear. Shot rolls around and won't go. Perry rebounds, but they took off, and Dammy got stripped. Sarah Mattson with the steal this time. Here's a shot by Lindstrom. That's no good. Ball reeled in by Katie Hurd. 11 turnovers, though, now by Perry. It's 11-8. Hiawatha with the lead. Pass inside to Daniels. Trying to force it up. Shot no good. Hit the underneath side of the glass. Underneath the rim there. Here's Mattson, or Lindstrom in transition out to Delaney. Three-point shot off the front of the rim. Sarah Mattson gets it back to Delaney. Fakes the three. Lindstrom will fire another, and it's no good. Rebounded by Dammy for the toss. 5:20 to go here till halftime. No player with more than one personal foul in this game. Hurd sends it over to Dammy, and now up top to Keller. Against Hiawatha's zone. Nice seal. This shot by Metcalf. Too strong off the window, and it's rebounded by Hiawatha. Delaney pushing it ahead. Sarah Mattson. Dammy jumps past her, and Mattson missed a bunny. Both teams have missed some easy ones as well. Here's Keller. 1-on-4. Down the lane amongst the white jerseys, and she misses the shot runner. Off the glass, hit the rim, and wouldn't drop. Kate Mattson to Darcy Lears. Now back to Sarah Mattson. Thought about it from the elbow. Ball knocked free, but the Redhawks keep control. Now Lears driving, and a reach-in foul against Perry LeCompton. It'll be team foul number 5. So no free throws yet. 4:41 to go till the break. Lakin Leipold coming back in for the Redhawks, and it's Madeline Welch. And also Haley Gonzalez coming back in here for Perry LeCompton. Hurd will get a rest. And Brooke Metcalf comes out of the game as well. Calls in a 2-3 zone, but they leave Sarah Mattson open right in front of the goal. And an easy catch and release. Big shot good. Second field goal for Sarah. 13-8 as Hiawatha is on a 7-0 run here in this second quarter. Keller up top. Nobody guarding her. Shoots the three. And this one is short. Rebounded by Lears. Hiawatha doing a good job getting on the glass. Lears hustles it ahead. Back to Lindstrom. Back to Lears. Darcy open. Shoots. Air ball to three. But Delaney couldn't quite save it in. Her foot was on the line. So Perry LeCompton will have the basketball. Hiawatha's backed off full court pressure. Redhawks scoring average up a little bit this year. At least just over 40. They only scored 32 points per game last season. Tough pass into Dammy, and a body foul there as Taylor caught it and kicked it back out. Contact was coming from Darcy Lears. It's just the fourth foul on Hiawatha, and first personal on Darcy Lears. Kate Mattson in. Lears will go out. 4:04 to go, second quarter. Perry led 8-6 at the end of a quarter, but now Hiawatha on top by 5. Keller triggers it in right underneath the basket. Shot missed, but maybe it hit the top of the backboard there. Apparently the basketball seen not by the officials underneath, but the one back at half court. And Hiawatha will get the basketball back in their possession. Perry kind of extending some pressure here in the backcourt. Delaney across the timeline to Lindstrom. Sarah to Kate Mattson in the near corner. Back to Sarah. A little give and go. Dammy hit the floor. Delaney shoots a three. That's no good. Long rebound. Chased to the far corner by Sarah Mattson. Sarah uses a couple dribbles. She's working against Daniels. Hiawatha undersized, but winning the battle of the rebounds. Also not hitting many threes. Lindstrom's hit one, but they've attempted 8. Delaney thought about another one. Lindstrom will fire another triple and hit it. Clara's got 8 of her 9 points here in this second quarter. And Hiawatha's now doubled up the score. It's 16-8. Daniels, ball stripped, but it lands right to Gonzalez. Shot no good. On the floor, Welch trying to get a piece of it, and she does, a jump ball. But possession arrow favors Hiawatha's. Katie Hurd comes back in for the Lady Cons. Dammy will go set with 3:13 left here in the second quarter. And a timeout by Brady Jasper, called timeout for the first time tonight. We'll take it. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. 16-8, Hiawatha girls leading Perry. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dustin Flukback with you here in the Roundhouse. Big seven-league doubleheader here tonight between Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Last Friday of the regular season, I mean, next Friday technically, but neither one of these teams play next Friday. So everybody going to be done in the regular season by about Tuesday next week in the Big 7 League. A couple Big 7 League makeup doubleheaders tomorrow. Hiawatha basketball down, though. Sarah Mattson, tough shot blocked by Katie Hurd. She's got a few blocks again tonight. She'll turn and take off up the court. Dribbles between the legs. Now out to Keller, over to Madeline Welch. Also Daniels at the high post. She gets it, kicks out to Hurd. And Brooke Metcalf are the five out there for the cause. The shot no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. It'll be Hiawatha basketball. Hiawatha's lineup is Sarah Mattson, Lakin Leipold, Kate Mattson, Josie Delaney, and Clara Lindstrom. Lindstrom's now scored a game-high 9 points, a couple threes, and eight of those here in the second quarter. Hiawatha was down two at the end of a frame, but now up by eight, looking to add to a 10-0 run. Sarah Mattson inside, Leipold, double team, tough turnaround, partially blocked again by her, but Kate Mattson got the rebound, then stepped out of bounds underneath the goal. Back in for Perry LeCompton is Taylor Dammy after a short rest. Daniels will set. Lears returns for Hiawatha, replacing Delaney, so Hiawatha's got their starting five out there with 2:03 to go in this second quarter. Tonight during the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, we'll pick a player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Ball pinballed through the lane, but Perry keeps control. Metcalf on the wing to Hurd, over to Keller, ready to shoot. Three-point shot, got it. 2-9 for Campbell Keller, and that stops a 10-0 Redhawk run. Makes it a 16-11 score. 133, and that's the first points of this quarter by, count the basket, and one opportunity, as that time Dammy tried to take the charge, but the basket good by Clara Lindstrom, and she will get a free throw as well. Second personal on Taylor Dammy, and Clara Lindstrom now with 11 points, getting a free throw here. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 at the line. Dammy goes out with two fouls. Daniels returns. Lead back to 7. And now 8 as Lindstrom adds one more on with the old-fashioned three-point play. They were doubled up at 16-8 and now doubled as well at 22-11. Pass inside to Daniels. Shot over the double team. No good. Offensive board. And a foul before the rebound there by Brooke Metcalf. Foul is against Hiawatha. It is their fifth. Perry's got 6 fouls, and the personal on Clara Lindstrom, just her first. So 5 different players have 1 foul each for Hiawatha. Dammy the only player in the game with 2. Here's Hurd getting the inbounds, and quick little shot up there in the lane. First points of the night for Katie Hurd, 22-13. Lears passes across the timeline to Lindstrom. Had 5 quick points to get Hiawatha going here in this second quarter. Kind of the lift and the spark that they needed is now we're under a minute to play in this half. Lears near side to Kate Mattson. Had that scoring outburst, big career night with 13 last Thursday at Troy. Lindstrom near side to Kate. A little more confidence on the offensive end, and Hiawatha content to work a little clock here. With 35 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 19-13, Hiawatha leading and holding for the final shot here of the first half against Perry. Up top, Clara Lindstrom has it. The Redhawks with 20 seconds now to go. Want to lead by at least 6 heading into the locker room. Lears gets it. Dribbles to the top with 12 seconds. Now Lindstrom looks to drive, but lost the handle. 5 seconds left. Keller had it. Now it's into the hands of Metcalf. 3-point shot at the buzzer off the glass. No good. Hiawatha with just their third turnover of this first half, but they lead it by 6 here at intermission. It's Hiawatha girls 19 and the Perry-LeCompton Lady Cause 13. 6-7 League Basketball, our halftime show. Stats, scoring summary, and more coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Fall in love with the February special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any large two-topping pizza for just $13.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings with real meat and cheese to pile high on delicious Pizza Bakery crust and get as many large pizzas as you want. Then sweeten up with a streusel, cherry, or apple dessert pizza and warm up with some wings. Great food and great variety at the Pizza Bakery. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery opens 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into the Halftime Show. We're live at the Roundhouse tonight with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke back with you. Our halftime score in the girls' game, Hiawatha 19, Perry-LeCompton 13. It was the Lady Cause that led 8-6 at the end of one quarter after a back-and-forth initial 8 minutes tonight. But Clara Lindstrom scored 5 straight points. It kicks off a 10-0 run for Hiawatha as they went up 16-8 and at one point led 22-11, their largest lead of the first half. Hiawatha up 19-13 here at the break. Both teams hit a couple three-pointers. Both teams made 3 free throws. But here's the big difference in the first half. Hiawatha making only 3 turnovers, and Perry-LeCompton committed 11 turnovers in the first half. Here's the first half scoring summary, and the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onner in Holton, or any K-Tax services with Jacob Yinks and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. For Perry-LeCompton, 5 players scored. Both their triples were hit by Campbell Keller. She's got 6. Katie Hurd with 2, Taylor Dammy with 2, Chloe Daniels with 2, and Brooke Metcalf has 1. Perry made 3 of 6 free throws. Only player with 2 fouls is Taylor Dammy. For Hiawatha, they were led by Clara Lindstrom. A huge second quarter. It was her 5 quick points to start that second quarter, in which Hiawatha went on to win 13-5. Lindstrom, though, has 12 points now at intermission. Sarah Matson has 4 points. Lake and Leipold scored 2, and Darcy Lears has the other one. Hiawatha made only 3 of 8 free throws, but again, only 3 turnovers, and nobody with more than 1 foul for Hiawatha here at the break. Again, our halftime score, Hiawatha girls 19 and Perry-LeCompton 13. But the halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Well, the Hiawatha journalism class has been taking on a little bit of the production and the responsibilities with, of course, COVID and limited attendance at home games this season. Fans family members alike have depended on live streams. And tonight, actually a few times here in Hiawatha, I've been joined by some of the members of their team. But tonight, Kiera's up here with me. And, Kiera, I just wanted to ask you and give you a chance to kind of talk about your class and what it's been like. What are some of the things that you and your fellow students are learning as you kind of take on the live feed and learn a little bit about broadcasting this semester?
Yeah, so our teacher, Mrs. Lindstrom, originally came up with the idea for some of our students to take over the broadcasting, and it's been really fun. We've had a lot of fun experiencing what it was like, learning about the camera. We learned how to set it all up. We set it all up before games. We take it all down after games, and it's not just a few students in the class doing it. Everybody's getting involved, so it's really fun.
Very cool. So what do you think is the hardest part from what you've learned so far? What's maybe the most challenging part of the whole live stream and broadcasting?
I would say one of the things, keeping up with the scoreboard, especially the boys' games, you can kind of get lost sometimes. But we've been getting through it, and yeah.
So I know you're a little bit more of a football fan than basketball, but watching some of your teammates here play in that second quarter and leading by six at halftime, what were some of the things that maybe you saw or that stood out, or some of your thoughts on what happened there in the first half tonight?
Yeah, so one of the things that I liked is that we were down by quite a few points, and we were able to come back in such a short amount of time and take the lead.
You think Hiawatha can hold on to the lead? What do you feel like will be keys for them here in the second half?
I think we just have to stay focused. I think we can stay on, hang on to the lead, just keep the turnovers down.
No doubt, that was a huge difference in the first half. Barry LeCompton, 11 turnovers, and Hiawatha only had three. Kiera is with us here on the halftime show, part of the Hiawatha journalism class, doing the live stream. Tell folks where they can get the live stream, because it's our audio as well that's going over the live video feed. What's the easiest way that people can get access to that if they're only listening right now on the radio?
Right, so one of the easiest ways you can watch the broadcast is go to Rainbow Live. You can look up directions on how to do that. We have like a free username and password that you can use, and so you can easily watch the game at home.
Kiera, you sound great on the radio. Thanks for your time, and good luck with you and all your classmates continuing to stream here through the rest of the year.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Kiera, and we got one more timeout. We'll return for the third quarter of our girls' contest. Hiawatha girls leading Perry 19-13 at the break here on KNZA.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtown?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sedbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sedbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
103.9 FM KNZA.
along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Flickback with you here in the roundhouse, and some of the Hiawatha journalism students as well. I think I talked Kiera into maybe trying a little play-by-play broadcasting here in the fourth quarter. So stay tuned for that. This is how you learn, folks. Broadcasting, there's not a lot you can read. There's not a bunch of videos to watch. There's not really an instruction book. You just learn by doing it. Trial by fire. And so, I thought Kiera did a great job there, and we'll see if she can do a little broadcasting in the fourth quarter. It's 19-13 as we get set for the third quarter, and Perry LeCompton will have the basketball. The Cavs led 8-6 at the end of one quarter tonight, but then Hiawatha went on a 10-0 run, led by as many as 11. And right now, Hiawatha's up 6. Here's a shot inside, missed by Katie Hurd. We'll get you the lineup reset from Holthaus Auto House here in a bit. A little stop and go in transition. Lindstrom is fouled. It's the starting five for Coach Brady Jasper and the Redhawks. Lake and Leipold, Sarah Madsen, Clara Lindstrom, Darcy Lears, and Kate Madsen. First foul here against Perry LeCompton's Chloe Daniels. Hiawatha inbounds. Lindstrom kicks it out. Kate Madsen will get the Perry LeCompton lineup. Here's a three by Lindstrom off the rim high and rebounded by Taylor Dammy. It's Dammy, Campbell Keller, Katie Hurd, Chloe Daniels, and Brooke Metcalf, also the starting five for Coach Jamie Hodge and the Cavs here to begin the second half. Lineups presented by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview with a great lineup of used vehicles on their lot and online at holthausautohouse.com. Here's a tie-up, alternate possession, and the arrow points to Hiawatha. So that was the key, as Kiera talked about, turnovers. Hiawatha only had 3, and Perry had 11 in the first half, and now the Cavs have 12 turnovers here tonight. Hiawatha and the home whites are going left to right on your radio dial here in this second half. Lindstrom gets it to Kate Madsen, and now back to Lindstrom, who leads everybody with 12 points. A wide-open three-pointer by Darcy Lears is good. The 8th three-pointer she's made this season. Lears averaging 8 points per game and makes her first field goal there to push the lead up to 9. In the lane, Dammy turns, shot up, a little off the back iron, a little flat, long rebound chased down by Hiawatha. It's Lears going to go in transition, a collision with Hurd, and a foul will result in 2 free throws, and also the second personal foul here on Katie Hurd, who will join Taylor Dammy with 2 personals here in this game. 6:41 to play in the third quarter. Lears at the line where she made 1 of 2 in the first half and makes her first one here in the third quarter. So that's 4 points in a row for Darcy Lears as Haley Gonzalez will check in and Hurd going to get a little breather. Oh, that's her third, so I had missed one. That's the third personal on Katie Hurd, so she has to go out here. Hiawatha's pushed the lead back to double digits, and Lears with both free throws makes it an 11-point lead. 6 points now for Darcy Lears. Full court pressure by Hiawatha. 24-13 as Perry will face full court pressure again, and especially without her to help handle the basketball. This is where it could be a little bit dicey. Ball inbounded to Keller. Passes it ahead on the run to Brooke Metcalf, left of the lane. Tough shot off the glass, missed, but a rebound. Sticks back good. Chloe Daniels makes her second field goal of the night. Now 24-15. They broke the press, got an offensive rebound with taller lineup for Perry LeCompton. Here's the lob to Leipold, out to Sarah Madsen, a long 2-point shot. No, they call it a three, barely got those tippy toes behind the line. 3-point shot by Sarah Madsen. She now has 7 points, and the lead is up to 12, the largest of the game now for Hiawatha. A reach-in foul on Darcy Lears. She's the first Hiawatha player to get a second foul. Madeline Welch coming back in for Perry LeCompton. She'll replace Brooke Metcalf, and the Cavs have the ball here underneath their own goal. 6:02 remaining in this third quarter. Campbell Keller lobs it in the lane. Tough catch for Dammy. Lears rips it away. Dammy hit the deck, slow getting up. Lears 3-on-2, passes left side. Lindstrom leans in. Maybe some contact, a no call. Cavs had it, and now a foul as Lears ripped away the orange sphere, but they're going to call a foul on Hiawatha, so our team fouls even at 2, and that's 2 quick ones on Darcy Lears, so she's now got 3 personals. Lears stays in the game for the moment. Perry LeCompton in the road blues, moving right to left here in the second half. Welch gets it, finds Dammy. Nice pass down, though. Daniels shot blocked by Leipold, who then tried to save it in, but just stepped out of bounds. Boy, if Daniels doesn't get that ball and immediately pound it on the floor and take a dribble, if she just caught it, went right up with it, she's got a decent look there. But took the dribble. That allowed Leipold time to get over and block the shot. Perry will inbound again underneath their own basket. Lears now checks out of the game, inbounds to Dammy, who goes right up with it and draws the foul. So a couple free throws for Taylor Dammy. And that's three fouls now on Hiawatha in this third quarter, and a personal charge to Sarah Mattson. It's her second. 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Free throw for Dammy, the freshman, is good. All of her points tonight at the line. She's made 3 of 5. Has 3 points and one more free throw pending. Dammy listed at 5'11", 62% foul shooter, and got them both this trip to the line, 27-17. Lindstrom facing some full court pressure by Welch. Here comes a double team with Gonzalez. Ball still in the backcourt with Delaney across the timeline now. Lindstrom has it as Coach Brady Jasper says, hey, don't force anything here. Let's set up a good half-court set. Inside to Kate, outside to Claire. Now down low to Mattson. Fakes, leaning into Daniels. Missed a shot, but got her own rebound. Up top to Delaney, and now Lindstrom. The Redhawks get a bonus possession. Kate Mattson drives left baseline. Lobs it to Leipold, who kicks it out. Lindstrom open. It's a three. Hit the rim. The glass wouldn't go, but Sarah Mattson saves in the rebound. To sister Kate. That shot no good at the elbow. And then a foul as Dammy again hit the floor. She had tried to secure the rebound, but was fouled, it looks like, on Lakin Leipold, and that's going to be her second personal. Katie Hurd coming back in with 3 personal fouls as Dammy kind of limps to the sideline, getting a quick breather. Welch dribbles past Delaney, stops at midcourt and picks it up after crossing the timeline. Barely gets it to Campbell Keller, who drives, and a runner down the lane, left short. Rebound tipped by Daniels, but Kate Mattson chases it down. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Redhawks running up by 10. Delaney lobs it out to Lindstrom, who still has a game-high 12 points. 11 of those, including 2 threes, came in the second quarter, but this time threw it away as Kate Mattson had broke to the basket. Lindstrom's pass on the wing. Nobody there except the Hiawatha bench, but only 4 turnovers on Hiawatha here in this game. They're only averaging about 12 turnovers per night and on pace for better than that here this evening. Hurd handling the basketball. Nice find to the right side. The shot by Haley Gonzalez is up and in. The senior Haley Gonzalez gets in the scorebook. She's the 6th different Perry player to score tonight. Kate Mattson dribbles, goes in, and scores. Kate Mattson, her first points of the game as well. 29-19. Welch back to the trailer. Campbell thought about an NBA range 3. Now off to Gonzalez on the far side, who skips it to Welch. Near side, open, but Hurd doesn't shoot. She'll dribble and had it stripped there with a little dribble between the legs. Swiped away by Josie Delaney. 13 turnovers on Perry. Delaney stops and pops. 3-point shot, good. Came down the court with confidence and buried the trifecta. Josie Delaney, like Kate Mattson a moment ago, scoring her first points of the game as Hiawatha now has 6 players in the scorebook as well, and their biggest lead of the night up by 13. 3:44 to go, third quarter. We'll step away for a timeout. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha 32, Perry 19 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A field is never just a field.
Mammoth Sports Construction guarantees their workmanship. They've made it their mission to produce the best sports fields available for those that they serve. They are focused on the work that goes into each field so your team can focus on what happens on the field. Mammoth Sports Construction never takes a relationship or a promise for granted. They know there's just too much on the line. To view previous work and how Mammoth Turf can help you, visit online at mammothturf.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke back with you here at the Roundhouse. 32-19 our score out of a timeout. Perry has it, nearly stolen away, and over and back. It looked like Kate Matson had maybe deflected it. Coach Hodge pleading her case, but the official not buying it. It's turnover number 14 on Perry. So out of the timeout, the Cavs turned the basketball over. Hiawatha, a big second quarter, now trying to balloon the lead even more here in the third. Sarah Matson, a three-point shot. That missed everything long. Rebounded by Dammy. Campbell jogging from right to left across the timeline. Now we're 5-on-5. Pass over to Katie Hertz. Had a quiet night on the offensive end. A ton of rebounds, a few blocked shots. Katie just 2 points inside to Dammy. She's been aggressive and wanting to thread the needle down, though, to Gonzalez, but the ball kicked out of play. Hiawatha going to bring in for the first time a freshman at 6'1". That's Abby Elfner that will make her varsity debut tonight, sending Lake and Leipold to the bench with a couple personal fouls. Perry underneath their own goal, lobbing it in, but it's through the hands of Hurd back near half court. Katie goes to get it. Hurd now comes to the paint, and a little jumper through the lane is good. A runner for Katie Hurd for her second field goal. 32-21, Hiawatha. Elfner open, little 8-foot jumper. This one no good. Rebounded by Hurd. Stacking up the rebounds, no doubt, but the Cavs could get it back to single digits here. Into the half court, now finding Dammy at the foul line. Nobody on her. Turn, shot, no, as she hit the deck. Sarah Matson got there just a bit too late. That's going to be personal foul number 3 on Sarah Matson. For Hiawatha, it's also team foul number 5 here in the second half. Dammy has made 4 of 6 free throws already in this game, and that one rattles home. So 5 points for Taylor Dammy. Chloe Daniels in for the Cavs, and for Hiawatha, Darcy Lears returns. Matson Sarah goes out with her 3 fouls. Six out of 9 free throws, and now 7 of 10 for Perry LeCompton as Dammy makes both of them on this trip. She's got 6 points. That is a team high for the Cavs, who are within 9. Lindstrom with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Two Perry players colliding there. Lindstrom goes by them both, kicks it out to Elfner. Now they whip it around the horn, far side to Delaney. Delaney dribbles, comes back near side to Lindstrom, and she's called for the travel. Again, a little indecision there. Clara frustrated, a competitor. Just the 5th Hiawatha turnover, though, of the game. Both these squads will return the majority of their players next year. Perry turns it over. Lears takes it all the way in around Hurd for the layup. A Perry turnover that produces points. Darcy Lears has now scored 7 points here in this third quarter. The lead is back to 11 for Perry. Pass to Dammy. To the basket. Strong take, but this one fell off the front iron. Good look by Hurd and a nice take by Dammy, but just couldn't quite finish. Here's Kate Matson back to Delaney. Now to Kate wide open. 3-point shot. Off the iron, no good. Rebound controlled again by Hurd. Flips it over to Campbell Keller. Cavs moving right to left. Dammy, this time tipped by Lindstrom. Back out to Keller, and now Hurd near half court. Players waiting to check in. Here's a 3, and it's an air ball by Hurd. Maybe she got tapped on the wrist as Haley Gonzalez and Madeline Welch return for Perry LeCompton. So with 3 fouls now, Katie Hurd playing with 3 for Perry, and for Hiawatha, Darcy Lears and Sarah Matson each have 3 fouls. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. Perry a little token pressure as Lindstrom will bring it ahead, and now the pass to Delaney on the left wing. Back to Clara, top of the key, near side to Kate. Looking in, Elfner working hard, posting up, gets it, but she's double-teamed. Wraps it back out to Matson, and now Delaney through 2 defenders. That ball deflected, but gotten by Lindstrom on the baseline. She goes right to the bucket and draws the foul, and Lindstrom going to head to the charity stripe here to shoot 2. Lindstrom made 2 of 4 free throws in the first half. She's got 12 points, looking for her initial tally here since intermission. Foul is number 2 on Chloe Daniels. Free throw no good by Clara Lindstrom. One more coming here with 66 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lindstrom spins it, flicks it, and that one's no good. Elfner battling, but can't control it. As Hurd finally has the rebound. She'll dribble and let defenders go by. Hiawatha continues to struggle at the line. They've made 5, but missed 8 free throws here tonight. Hurd at the high post, looking high-low, but nothing there. Out to Keller, now near side Welch. Clock down to 45 seconds to go. Keller, near side, Daniels, inside to Hurd. Nice pass and a foul will get Katie Hurd to the free throw line. Hurd going to try to cut into this 11-point deficit as a foul on Clara Lindstrom is her second. Hurd has 4 points tonight. Her first free throw of the game is good. Nothing but net. Sarah Mattson back in for the Redhawks. Kate Mattson goes out. Hurd going to attempt another free throw. The right-hander sinks that one. 6 points now for Katie Hurd, 6 for Campbell Keller, and 6 for Taylor Dammy. 3 tied for team-high scoring honors for the Cavs, who are down by 9 again. 6 fouls, by the way, on Hiawatha, so the Cavs might have a chance to get to the line, maybe score with the clock stopped a bit. They'll be in the bonus the rest of the game. Lindstrom gets it in, and now back from Lears. Redhawks kind of held for the final shot there at the end of the first and tried to in the second quarter, but lost it. They're going to shoot a three here. It's Delaney. No good. Rebound. Lears wide open on the backside. And a put back for Darcy Lears. What a third quarter. Lears has now scored 9 points in this 8-minute stretch. Lead back to 11. 15 seconds to go. Daniels. Lears nearly stole it. Now Hurd at the right elbow. She'll shoot from there and miss. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Loose on the floor. 6 seconds left. Lears down to get it. Now to Lindstrom, across half court in a hurry with 3 seconds to go. With 2-1, a runner up, no good at the buzzer. And the lead is still 11 for Hiawatha. They're ahead 36-25 over Perry LeCompton heading to quarter number 4. Hiawatha won the second quarter 13-5. They take the third quarter 17-12. And we've got 1 period left in the books. Varsity, Big 7 League. Girls basketball, live from the Roundhouse, continuing after this break on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they are scheduling livestock processing appointments in June. Call them at 785-985-2292 to schedule processing for your livestock. Anderson Meats at Troy are growing and looking forward to giving you top-notch service for meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business. Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Perry LeCompton basketball, start of the fourth quarter. Hiawatha with a near steal, but it went off Lindstrom as she was setting out of bounds. Our score 36-25, Hiawatha girls leading. Both teams desperate for a win. Last time Perry LeCompton won was January the 26th. It's been almost a month. There's an inbound shot missed by Katie Hurd, rebounded by Lake and Leipold. And then a foul on Perry LeCompton. This will be their fourth team foul in the second half, and it looks like it's going to be personal number 4 on Katie Hurd, who will go to the bench with 7:38 left to go. Kiera back in the broadcast booth with the headset on. You ready to give this a try?
Sure.
Why not, huh?
Why not?
At your own pace.
All right.
You can never mention the score and the time enough. That's my best advice for you. So.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Hiawatha has possession of the ball right now. They're dribbling around. Out to Darcy. Passing around on the outside. Passing to the inside, Lakin Leipold. She kicks it back out to Darcy. Kicks it back into Lakin with the layup.
Very nice. Yeah, a little give and go, a little inside out. Lakin Leipold has 4 points. Hiawatha girls extending their lead to 13.
All right, number 15 for the cause. Tested it inside to number 2. She misses the layup. Hiawatha rebound. Clara Lindstrom is driving the ball all the way to the inside. Wild shot, she misses. She gets a shot at the line.
So the missed shot by Taylor Damia Perry LeCompton, and then the foul on Perry LeCompton is on Chloe Daniels.
She pulls up for her first shot, and it's no good.
Yeah, Lindstrom really a pretty good free throw shooter, 76%, but tonight she's only made 2 out of 8 free throws so far.
Let's see if she can get the second one, and it is good.
That's 13 points for Clara Lindstrom tonight to lead all scorers in this game. .635 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Turnover by Perry LeCompton, recovered by Clara Lindstrom. She drives it down the court out to Darcy, thinks about the three. Passes it inside to Sarah Madsen, back out to Josie Delaney. Lakin again with the layup.
And again, the pass by Darcy Lear. She got the assist on the last two buckets by Lake and Leipel. Hiawatha up 16 with 6 minutes to go.
Let's see what Perry can do here in their possession. Pass made to number 2 again. Missed the layup. Again, it is Hiawatha's ball. Pass made out to Josie Delaney. Tipped by number 15, but recovered.
And the ball tipped out of bounds. I think it touched Hiawatha last, so Perry LeCompton will have it. Kiara doing a little play-by-play. It's 41-25. Remember, score and time. You can never mention it enough.
Okay. 5:30 left in the fourth. Perry's ball. Number 2 has a hard fall as she misses the layup. Josie Delaney with the open 3, and she makes it.
That's the second 3-point basket by Delaney tonight, and Perry LeCompton takes a timeout. You mentioned number 2, Taylor Damy. She's a little bit banged up. She did take a hard fall. I think she's attempted the last 3 shots for Perry LeCompton and really attacking the basket, but hasn't been able to get anything to stick as Hiawatha has scored 8 unanswered points here to begin this fourth quarter. And Hiawatha's now got their largest lead of the night up by 19 points. It seems like the more this game goes on, Hiawatha continues to get a little more comfortable with the lead and continuing to play pretty well. So timeout here brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting or online at popcorngifts.net. Cause using their second timeout here of the game. Coach Hodge pleads to her team. You mentioned the turnover earlier. Perry's done a little bit better job here in the second half, but they've still turned it over 17 total times in this game with 5:08 remaining. For Perry LeCompton, Katie Hurd back in with 4 fouls. Also Chloe Daniels, Haley Gonzalez, Campbell Keller, and Madeline Welch. Hiawatha going to apply some full court pressure. Basketball to Katie Hurd, looking to drive and puts a tough guarded shot up and is fouled. And that's foul number 7 on Hiawatha here in the second half. Going to give Perry a couple free throws. First free throw, no good, short. Katie Hurd, 2 of 3 now at the line. The foul is a 4th on Darcy Lears. So she goes out with 4 fouls. What a great third quarter for Lears, who scored 9 points in that frame.
Her second shot is no good. Josie Delaney recovers the ball, passes it out to Kate, dribbles it down the court to her sister Sarah.
Foul on Perry LeCompton against Chloe Daniels. That is her fourth, so Daniels joins Hurd with four fouls each as Hiawatha keeps the ball here up 19.
Claire Lindstrom goes up for the three, and it's a swoosh.
Lindstrom now with 16 points. That's her third swished three-pointer of the night. Now it's an 11-0 run here by Hiawatha in this fourth quarter. It's a fadeaway missed by Hurd. And Perry LeCompton will keep the ball as it goes out of bounds with 4:22 remaining in this game. You're doing good. Each time down the floor, you're getting a little bit better. They're Kiera.
Cause are trying to find a way to come back here. Long two missed by number 21, recovered by Sarah Madsen. Passing around on the outside to Lakin Leipold, out to Clara. She pulls up for yet another three. She is short. Clara recovers and makes the field goal.
Yeah, nice rebound there, getting her own miss. Clara Lindstrom missed the three, but got the two-point shot. She's now got 18 points in this game. You mentioned Perry trying to come back right now. They're just trying to score. They have not scored in this fourth quarter. Over 4 minutes of it gone by.
Gonzalez up for a shot, and it's good.
So there's the point they needed, which stops a 13-0 Hiawatha run here to start the fourth quarter.
We have about 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Turned over by Josie Delaney. Cause need to pick it up here offensively. Number 21 thinks about a 3, but drives it in. She misses the 2-point shot, but she gets a shot at the line.
Katie Hurd missed two free throws a moment ago at the line. Going to get two more here. Foul was on Clara Lindstrom, which is her third. Only Darcy Lears has four fouls for the Redhawks. They lead 49-27. Hiawatha up 22. Since halftime, Hiawatha has outscored Perry LeCompton 30-14.
Her first shot was no good. She pulls up for a second. And it is good.
So Katie Hurd now, 3 of 8 at the line and has 7 points in this game. She checks out as Perry with full court pressure. Down 21.
Kate Madsen passes it out to Michaela Pilcher, a senior. Inside to her sister Sarah. She misses the long two. Recovered by Perry LeCompton.
Nice take there by Campbell Keller, getting up the floor before Hiawatha had a chance to really get set defensively. Perry's getting quite a few free throw opportunities, but hasn't made enough to get back in this game. Campbell Keller going to shoot two free throws here after the foul against Kate Madsen.
Keller misses her first shot.
Hiawatha with 9 fouls now in this second half, so Perry in the double bonus, the final 2 minutes and 44 seconds of this game.
Her second shot is also no good, but rebounded by Perry.
Another foul on Hiawatha, so 2 more free throws for Perry LeCompton. And as well as the Redhawks were playing, Coach Jasper probably a little disappointed now that all this fouling has kind of slowed down the game and given Perry a chance to score with the clock stopped. First free throw good by Chloe Daniels. One more on the way. Chloe has 5 points tonight. Now 6 as she makes the second free throw. So for Perry LeCompton, you have Campbell Keller, Chloe Daniels, Taylor Dammy, all with 6 points, and Katie Hurd has 7.
Hiawatha turns over the ball, almost recovered by the cause, but it is pushed out of bounds.
I think they said Hiawatha must have touched that ball last, so Perry will get it. Katie Hurd creating that steal opportunity. Perry needing to go quickly here, down 49-30. Shot on the baseline, a runner missed by Brooke Metcalf. For Perry, Hiawatha gets the rebound. Two minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
The Cause are still down by 19. Shot made by Abby Elfner, a freshman, and it's good.
Abby becomes the seventh different Lady Redhawk player to score here in this game tonight. Hiawatha trying to sweep the season series against Perry LeCompton, trying to get their 10th win of the year here tonight. Katie Hurd makes a jumper from the foul line, so she's now got 9 points for Perry. It's 51-32. Hiawatha girls have led ever since the early stages of the second quarter. And a timeout called by Coach Brady Jasper, mainly just for a substitution here with only a minute 25 remaining. So is this your first time to give the play-by-play a try, or have you done it on the live video stream for your class?
It is my first time. I'm a little nervous.
You're doing
but,
great.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you this much, too. When you're doing it for video, it's a lot easier because folks can see what's going on. If they're watching the video live feed right now, you don't have to talk nonstop because they can kind of see what's going on. When it's radio, it's a little tougher, but you don't have to worry about
right.
radio broadcasts. You're just doing video. So, yeah, you don't have to be quite as nonstop with all your continuous talking like a radio broadcast would be.
All right. Hiawatha is in possession of the ball. Michaela Pilcher passes it to Kate Madsen. She dribbles down the court, turns it over to the Cause. Hurd passes it out to Keller, inside to number two. Hurd thinks about a three. Misses a long two. And it's Hiawatha's ball.
And the foul was against Perry. Had a couple of players there trying to get the rebound. And foul called against Perry, which is their seventh. So he walked to the other end as Hiawatha gets a 1-1.
Josie Delaney misses the free throw shot. It's in and out.
Good pressure there by Kate Madsen, really defending the ball well and knocked it away from Campbell Keller. There's only 47 seconds left in this game. It's 51-32 Hiawatha.
Keller pulls up for the three, and it is good.
That's three threes for Campbell Keller tonight. She's got 9 points in this game.
Passed it inside to Abby Elfner, and she misses the layup. Cause ball once again. Number two not prepared for the ball. Passes it back to the outside. Keller pulls up for another three, but this time she misses. Rebounded by Hiawatha. And the time runs out. The score is 51-35. Hiawatha wins.
Very nice, Kiera. Best of luck to you the rest of this season. You did great for the first time play-by-play. So.
Thank you.
You don't have to be nervous anymore. Kiera learning on the fly here in the roundhouse. The Hiawatha journalism class doing the live broadcast of the video feed and helping out here tonight as KNZA has teamed up with those students on the live broadcast. 51-35, as Kiera mentioned, the girls' final. Hiawatha girls win it. Our postgame show is coming up next here on KNZA.
Over. you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their 2020 model year end clearance. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension. Get 0% up to 48 months with approved credit. See dealer for details. And check out Ferris's a cut above mail-in rebates for military, EMS, and healthcare workers. Check out the new 2021 models arriving daily and ask Heinem about their layaway plan. Hurry in now, because once they're gone, they're gone. Save big at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinemRepair.com.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse. One game down and one to go. Girls game won by Hiawatha. Final score 51-35. Perry led 8-6 at the end of a back and forth first quarter, but then a 10-0 run kind of put the game away. Hiawatha added to their lead the rest of the night. They were up 19-13 at halftime, led by 11 going into the fourth quarter, and they win it by 16. Hiawatha actually led by as many as 21 points in the contest tonight. They get their 10th win of the season. And the Prairie Le Compton girls suffer their eighth consecutive loss. Checking the final stats tonight, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankin and Kay Onner in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals on your side. For the visiting Perry Le Compton Cons, now 4 wins, 14 losses on the season, and 2 games to go, Monday at home against Sabatha, Tuesday at home against Holton. Perry Le Compton was led tonight by Campbell Keller and Katie Hurd. They both scored 9 points. Taylor Dammy and Chloe Daniels each had 6. Haley Gonzalez chipped in 4, and Brooke Metcalf had 1. From the free throw line, Perry Le Compton made 12 of 20 free throws and did a much better job. They only had 16 total turnovers tonight, 11 of those in the first half, so only a handful of turnovers for Perry in the final two quarters as they fall by 16. For Hiawatha tonight, Clara Lindstrom leads the way. She scored 18 points. Darcy Lears was next and joined her in double digits with 10. Sarah Mattson had 7. Josie Delaney had a couple threes to get 6. Lake and Leipold added 6 points as well, and 2 each for Abby Elfner and Kate Mattson. Hiawatha really struggled at the free throw line tonight. They made only 6 of 16 free throws, but Hiawatha had only 9 turnovers tonight. And how about this number? The Redhawks make 7 three-point shots. So 7 threes for Hiawatha and only 3 threes for Perry Le Compton. With the win, Hiawatha 10-8 and now 5-7 in league play. Hiawatha back at it tomorrow against Royal Valley, and then they host Sabatha on Tuesday. So 2 games remaining for them as well here in the regular season. Our player to bank on brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. No branches, just roots. Your local hometown community bank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company. I think we got to go with Clara Lindstrom tonight. Boy, Darcy Lears made a run there in the third quarter, played some great defense and scored 9 of her 10 points in the third quarter. But this game was decided, folks, with a 10-0 run in the early part of the second quarter. That's when Hiawatha took the lead for good, a 10-0 run, and the first 5 of those points came by Clara Lindstrom, making a couple big shots to start the second quarter. Red Hawks got the lead and didn't look back from there as they win it. And Clara Lindstrom's got to be our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on. Postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Hiawatha girls win it 51-35. They complete the season sweep over Perry Lecompton. And the boys' contest coming up, it was a 46-47 last-second tip-in final the first time around. Should be a good one coming up. Local news and weather first in the meantime as we send it back to our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson. He'll have the local scoreboard show coming up here later tonight as well. From the Roundhouse, it's Big 7 League Basketball on the boys' game. Tips in less than 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.